Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome. It's another fantastically, excitingly pastry-filled episode
Cheesy.
Of... Yeah, okay. And pastry-filled episode of Cheese, Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
Why is it pastry-filled?
Because I'm eating one of these pastries.
You get a pastry, and I get a carrot stick.
Well, what's wrong? What's wrong with that? Really? What's wrong with that?
Your mouth is gummed up.
It's the strawberry shake flavor. It's kind of cool.
It's like a soda tart.
It's like a mouth-watering, bubbly strawberry shake in your mouth.
Ew.
What's so bad about that? Isn't that better than Twinkies?
Only just the barest minimum.
And I was looking on the box the other day, and it said it expired in July 2000 and something. I can't read the back of 2000.
It says 2012.
Oh, are you sure? I thought it said 2004.
No, it says 2012.
Oh, well, I was worried there for a minute. That's why I didn't mention it to you at all.
Not worried. I was never going to eat those things.
Anyway, moving on.
You're Snarf Dude. I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please, where we bring you audibly cheese. Oh, that made no sense. Can you make
audio
sense
cheese.
Of, audio cheese. Oral cheese.
Audible cheese.
Yeah.
I think that's where you were trying to go the first time.
Oh, you know that stuff that you're about to hear through your radio. How's
cheese
that?
Cheese made out of earwax.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you put your ear to the speaker and then music. It's a type of music here that we play. If you haven't figured that out, if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to our humble van.
Welcome to the show that you will never get out of your head.
Oh man,
it's like a disease.
We're like Ajax, the foaming cleanser, you know, like the white tornado.
Womp 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 womp.
Oh whatever. They're not.
What are we playing this week? Quick.
They're not paying us money to say that. I'm sorry. Well, we just got some plain. Oh, how talks. Look at that. I have to look at the title here. Should I say it, Daffodil?
Go ahead.
Okay. Just Plain Bites, Beatles covers. Gordon Langford and the Yellow Submarine coming up. The First Moog Quartet and Eleanor Rigby. The chart-topping cheesy from the DeFranco family. But we're starting off with a couple instrumentals. We do Mambo, the Mickey Mouse Club doing the Mickey Mouse Mambo. Get down in Mambo, Daffodil.
I don't mambo.
Okay, well, you'll learn. Country.
I polka. I don't mambo.
Okay, well, you're about to learn to mambo, okay? The Country Cats starting it off with Mountain Mambo. Where else but here on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
Polka, with its simple, gay rhythm, is one of the most refreshing dances done today. Although there are numerous versions of the polka, the heel and toe and away we go is by far the most popular, as well as the easiest to execute. By following the directions in the manual and listening carefully to the record, you will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
No one is a stranger, we're as friendly as can be.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Mickey Mouse, Mambo! Mickey Mouse, Mambo! Forever let us hold our banner high, 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 high.
Come along and sing a song and join the jamboree.
Mambo Mickey Mouse, Mambo Mickey, Mambo Mickey Mouse. We are all amigos and we're one big family. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mambo! Yes, that's how they celebrate Mickey Mouse south of the border, methinks.
Okay.
Yes,
I gotta ask.
Mickey Mouse Mambo, the Mickey Mouse Club. Yes.
And before that, Mountain Mambo, the country cat.
Get down there, Mambo!
Anyway.
Remember John Candy on... What? What? What?
What? What part of M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C is instrumental?
Oh.
Here come two instrumentals. Ignore the fact that people sing all the way through the second one.
Oh, well, Well, let's
see. Do we need to get out the book and look up the definition of instrumental again?
Well, I'm just here to create a new rule on Cheese Fleece that we don't necessarily play instrumentals as the first two songs. But there's
obviously, because every week you say, here come two instrumentals, and then you don't play two instrumentals. You got to stop calling it that.
Oh, well.
You're lying. Every week you tell lies.
No, we play instrumentals. But
here come two instrumentals. Ignore the fact that one of them's going to have words in it.
But not this week. Maybe next week. Okay?
I'll wait and see.
Okay. Well, we may have a couple instrumentals coming up.
But we're playing something else now.
My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And I got egg on my face so far this week on Keys, Please.
So now, in order to get away from it, we're going to have a really bad segue
into
the Beatles.
The Beatles. You know who the Beatles are, Daffodil?
They're little bugs.
How about you, the listener? Do you know who the Beatles are?
They're little bugs.
No. They're John, Paul, George, and Ringo. A big group from the 1960s who, to this day, still have, well, you know, still...
Mini fans.
They were a big group in the 60s, and for some reason they still are around, and we like to make fun of them, or the cover versions of their music.
Yeah, so far we've never actually had to make fun of the real Beatles.
Well, so far. That may change. I'll have to do some digging. Okay. Yeah. We got Gordon Langford coming up with his version of Yellow Submarine a little later on. But we're starting off with the Beatles classic Eleanor Rigby as done by the First Moog Quartet.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
music you wish you never had to hear week after week after week. But we know you keep coming back for more anyway. Cheese, please.
From beyond the galaxy comes...
From the song that doesn't know when it's supposed to end.
Yeah, really. It's like someone threw all these, synthesized, but, you know, the whole kitchen sink near the end there.
It's like, okay, the song needs to be almost 3 minutes long, but we've only got 2 minutes and 20 seconds, so 30 seconds of crap on the end.
I think so. There's probably a little bit of truth in there. Gordon Langford and his version of the Yellow Submarine. And before that, we had, I think, could be called off the top there, the Beatles Car Alarm. Don't you think, Daffodil?
A Beatle Car Alarm. Isn't a Beatle a car?
There's an idea. I never thought of a Beatle car. Yeah, Beatle
Maybe
Car Alarm.
Maybe that's what they were trying to do.
I don't know. It's like, bruh, 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 bruh. I thought it was just...
I thought it was the cheesy song alert.
Yeah. And you know what, Daffodil? I really screwed up, but I came through this week because there are two instrumentals for this week.
Of course, they weren't off the top.
No,
but give
me some credit here. Just a little bit of credit. Would that be so bad for you to give me a little credit that I did play it?
Having seen what you do when you have a piece of plastic in your hand, I don't think you should have any more credit.
No, not credit as in card. Give me something.
Huh?
How about chart topping cheesy?
Why not? Should we play the official, authentic one?
Go for it.
Okay, this is the official introduction.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart topping cheesies on cheese, please.
And no bullets were harmed in the making of that promotional announcement.
And no female announcers were harmed either.
That's true.
No one was harmed. It's sound effects. You know what sound effects are? You know, like I can create a sound effect here. Ooh. Okay, fine.
I'm not even gonna laugh.
Sure. On the chart-topping cheesy this week, we have the DeFranco family. Who are the DeFranco family, you wonder? I sort of wonder that myself.
They were Canadian.
Canadian. Oh, cool, cool, cool. They had they had a few hits in the 70s. When
It's funny that we're playing the one we're playing because I think their first single.
Yes.
Which reached number 3.
Yes.
Is probably cheesier than the one we're playing.
Oh, well, this isn't half bad either.
I know.
Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat was their first one, wasn't it?
Yep.
Okay, okay.
It sold more than 2 million copies.
Oh, this is pretty.
This is the second one.
This is the follow-up. This is pretty terrible, too.
And then they had one more hit after that, which reached number 18.
Oh, okay.
Which was Save the Last Dance for Me.
Oh, and then they faded into obscurity, perhaps.
Well, they tried to do a rock version of the tune Write Me a Letter.
Yes.
That made it all the way to 104th.
Oh, that's counting them up, boy. Casey would love that one.
Their other major claim to fame.
Yes.
They appeared on American Bandstand 9 times. With Dick Clark.
Yay! All during the cheesy decade of the 70s. Is it fair to say that the 70s were a cheesy decade?
Yes.
And here's a testimonial to it, I guess. Abracadabra and the DeFranco family, right here on
Cheese Please.
Hey! compete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the craze of my native street. When I start to dance, everything goes chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. The senoritas, they sing and they swing with their rompero. It's very nice, so full of spice. And when they're dancing, they bring a happy ring to that arquero. Singing a song all the day long. So if you like the beat, take a lesson from Cuban Pete. And I'll teach you to chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Senorita, I know that you would like a cheeky boom chick. It's very nice, so full of spice.
Oh, I'll place my hand on your hip, and if you will just give me your hand,
then we shall try, just you and I. If you like the beat, take a little bit of Cuban beat, and I'll teach you to chick cheeky boom, chick cheeky boom, chick cheeky boom.
Jim Carrey and Cuban Pete, the little bit of mambo in there. I wish I could call that a celebrity slip up, but I can't because he can actually sing.
It's not bad.
Really? It's Jim Carrey, you know, from The Mask, the first one, I think. Something like that. And before that, we had the DeFranco family and Abracadabra.
I had something else about the DeFranco family to
tell you. Oh, yeah, quickly.
It's really important.
Okay, sure.
Did you know who discovered the DeFranco family?
No.
The DeFranco family was discovered by the editor of Teen Beat magazine.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dick Clark there for a minute.
No, not Dick Clark.
Okay.
They were discovered by the editor of Teen magazine Tiger Beat, sorry.
Oh, and this is important. Why?
She arranged for Charles Laufer to fly them to Los Angeles and sign the deal.
Oh, cool.
That made them
almost
a household name.
Why is this important?
I'm filling time.
There. You want it. Stop me with the glove compartment this week. You're not going to let me do it.
Nope, I'm not.
I'm doing
trying
it.
To prevent
I'm,
it.
I'm doing it.
No glove
I'm
compartment.
I'm doing
no.
it. No. Thank you. I feel much better now.
Get rid of your stress?
Yes.
Relieve your tension?
Yes. But I want to be a Beatle.
You so do not want to be a Beatle.
Yeah, Saturn V does. We're ending off the show with this week with I Want to Be a Beatle. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
I used to have my choice of all the girls around, but things just aren't the same since the Beatles came to town. I wanna be a Beatle.
wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.